Yeah, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with USD 3-3 Manhattan-Ogden Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and School Board Member Daryl Eady. School Board meets tonight with their work session on the reopening plan at 5:30, the regular business meeting at 6:30. And I know Daryl has a bunch of announcements that he would like to pass along here, so I'll let you take it from here.
Well, I'll tell you, these are Michelle Jones, our Director of Communications announcements. They like us to read through, and I better go through that. First, and this will answer some of our other questions too, parents are strongly encouraged to complete the online registration as soon as possible by going to the USD 383 website and clicking on the large banner for online registration. Parents will be asked to identify which instructional delivery option they prefer for each of their children, and this selection of either remote learning or on-site learning will help the district complete preparations for the start of school. The Kansas State High School Activities Association Executive Board voted on July 28th against delaying fall sports, so practice and competitive schedules will remain as originally planned in the 2021 school year. The fall season start date remains August 17th. School districts retain the right to modify dates based on local and county health requirements or recommendations. The Kansas State High School Activities Association Executive Board approved a policy on July the 22nd stating students who are receiving direct instruction via remote learning and or are enrolled in at least 5 new subjects of unit weight will be eligible to participate in the Acacia sponsored activities only at the member school in which they are enrolled and receiving instruction. In USD 383, this means on-site learning and remote learning students are eligible to participate in athletics and activities. And guidance will be sought for healthcare professionals in Kansas State High School Activity Association whenever circumstances appear to warrant moving from one option or contingency to another. In general, USD 383 intends to allow athletic and activity participation to continue if it becomes necessary to transition into our hybrid learning contingency. However, there is a greater likelihood that athletic and activity participation may be restricted in all distance learn and with all distance learning. And with that, I also wanted to talk about our donations and grants. We received a $14,110 cash grant from Feeding Kansas Kids to Child Nutrition for Family Meal Kits, a $24,080 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families, and a $9,900 cash donation from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to USD 383 for strategic planning development expenses. I think that was all those announcements.
That's quite a bit. It's good to have those. And I know you guys had the graduation, what you could have. That was just done earlier this month, I think this past weekend, in fact. How did that go?
It went really well. We had 175 students, the graduates come through on Sunday afternoon, and you know, they were wearing their cap and gown and got pictures taken in front of a display of balloons and with board members, Mr. Dorst and myself, and then had opportunities for them and their parents or siblings, whatever family members were there, to also take their picture with them. So, and social distancing was, of course, practiced. People had their masks on, and it was really good. People appreciated what we were able to do, and it was really an enjoyable afternoon.
Yeah, they'll have some stories to tell someday. You know, it's been kind of a bittersweet end for a lot of them, and I'm glad you guys were able to at least honor them in some fashion here this past weekend.
I'll tell you, Mr. Dorst stuck with that. He just kept coming up with ideas, thinking, well, if we can't do this, then here's plan, kind of like we talked about earlier, plan A, B, C, and D, and here's the deadlines by which these decisions have to be made. And he knew that people were getting together August 2nd anyway, so let's do something. So, I give him a lot of credit for seeing that through, and it was definitely well worth it.
Well, we have a lot of construction going on in the district right now. I live over by Anthony Middle School, and I walk my dog over there, and I go check out on the – kind of see what the progress is like, and I can see some progress being made on that rec center.
Well, I think there's been a lot of progress on both the rec center and the building itself for the multi-purpose room and some of the expansion in there. When we went by last night, you know, the start of the skeleton of the combination between the city and the school district gymnasium is really starting to come together, and you're able to start to see the from that pad and everything just how massive that's going to be in there. It's going to be really nice, and with the new sidewalks and stuff going around it and access points, that's going to be really nice. And some of the same is starting to go on at the Eisenhower Center as well. It's not quite as far along. We're waiting on some metal and stuff to get down there. I know for the gyms, we got some other conditions and things going on there, but at least the base of it's getting down there.
And I could give a little bit of information too about late yesterday. We did, the contractor got the temporary certificate of occupancy for Anthony. So district maintenance, custodial, warehouse people, they're in the process of cleaning, moving items back in. This was a big one for staff, that staff will be able to come back to the building, both Anthony and Eisenhower, starting tomorrow. So they can get in. Furniture installation is going to begin August 17th. So we're going to be pushing it right up to the August 26th start of school, but staff can now get in those buildings. I know.
Well, and I'd almost encourage parents that are, going to be taking their kids to one-on-one, on the learning in the schools, to go by the schools on some of them, because like Birmingham has their parking lot that's being worked on. You may want to go by just to see how you're going to be dropping your kids off. Always do that, when I was doing the kindergarten thing anyway, but you might want to do that this year just because of some of the construction that's gone on. And at Lee, with their brand new parking and areas that are going on.
Yeah, Lee's going to be wrapping up their parking lot here soon. That's that phase one that will be done by September, by early September, and then it will be put on hold, and then phase two will be done next summer. Another aspect of the parking lot. So Lee's coming along. The high school, when people come by there, they'll see that there is fencing up around the west side now, that they've begun working on the tennis courts, and pretty soon there's going to be work tearing down the old fitness and wrestling room. I think that's going to start this week, as a matter of fact. So got construction going on at a lot of our schools right now, and we just keep moving.
Very good. Well, it's interesting to watch, and a lot of progress being made. It's nice to see that coming to fruition. Guys, we're out of time. I got to get to the fire department next, but sure appreciate you guys joining us, and good luck with this reopening plan.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Daryl.
Thanks, Dr. Wade. See you tonight.
All right. Marvin Wade, Daryl Eady, our guests here from USD 383 on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus. Ryan Courtright will join us next here on News Radio KMAN.